Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends! This year should be a special schus for Yehudah Aryeh ben Chedva, for Shlema, for Atida Edit Bat Basi to Rachel, and for Adiel ben Atida Edit, and for Nesya Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova. They shall have bracha ba'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yedehem. This year should also be Lunishmas, Maris Esther, Bas Reb Shmuel, Maris Chana, Bas, Maris Altachana, Bas Reb Meir Zev. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Melachim, Perikhes Halacha Beis, that if a soldier sees a non-Jewish woman at war, and his Yetzirah overpowers him, he is allowed to have beer with her. He shouldn't have beer with her and then go on his happy way. Rather, he should bring her into his home. As it says in the Pasuk, he sees in captivity a beautiful woman. Okay, so that's Lashon HaRambam. And we have a slew of kashas in this Rambam. We already discussed this Rambam at length, based on the Sefer Bar Miriam of Agon HaGadol Rav David Tuchman. And now we are skipping. We didn't do the whole Os Aleph. It's very, very long. Very, very gishmak. I recommend it for everybody. But now we're going to skip to what he says, based on what he says in Os Beis in the Sefer. So the Rambam writes, as we just quoted, that he shouldn't just have beer with her and go. Rather, he should bring her home. As it says, Ritza b'shivye shesifas toar. Frekta min chaschinuch and mitzvah tof kuf lamed beis. And look also in Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perel on the Rasag. Esen, os, ayin, mitzvah ayin dalid. That what's going on over here? Everything it says in the Torah that you should do, she lets her nails grow long, and she shaves her hair. What is the purpose of that? The purpose of that is that the man should be grossed out by her. You don't want the Jewish soldier staying with this non-Jewish woman. I mean, he took her in the first place. This wasn't, it's not so yeshivish. It's mutter, but it's not encouraged. So you want her dafka. The Torah's intention is that she shouldn't be beautiful for him. He shouldn't want to stay with her. So if anyway he doesn't want her, mechitesi, that after having been with her, he should bring her home. Other Rabbi, we do things that he shouldn't marry her. He shouldn't stay with her. The Rambam says, after the second bia, they have to already be married. But he doesn't want her, so let her go. Goodbye. Fort Gesinta Height, as they say in Spanish. Also, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perel asked, and in the Sefer Divrei Yecheskel and Simen Mem Gimel, that it's mefurish in the Sugya and Kiddushin Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, and in the Rambam and Halacha Dalid, that a Kohen is mutter b'yafas toyar only b'bi'a rishona, since it's also for to marry this woman, because she's a Gioris. Now, this Kohen can't go weiter with her. He's not allowed to marry her. So then he should be usher b'bi'a rishona. Because the Rambam says that why are you mutter b'bi'a rishona? Because you have to machnisa l'seich beisa and then go vayter with her. That's the ideal. He should bring her home and marry her. But this Kohen can't marry her. So the b'bi'a rishona should also be usher according to the Rambam here. No, so Yerucham Fisher Perle, yes, and what the Rambam writes here. The makor is the pasuk v'risa b'shiviyesh sifas toyar. What is the Rambam talking about? Rambam says you should bring her home. So what should he? What pasuk should he quote? V'habeisal soch beisecha. Das is the richtige pasuk. That's the correct pasuk. And this pasuk, the Rambam brengt es nicht. So taka the mabit in the Kiryas Sefer. The Kiryas Sefer, before it was a town, it was a sefer. Before it was a sefer, it was a town. The mabit in the Kiryas Sefer writes BMS that that's the makor v'habeisal soch beisecha. Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say that. If we're going to learn Rambam, we have to be briskers. We have to speak Yiddish. I don't have my thick brisker peis, but my brother has pretty thick peis. Now, l'chora, that was what was bothering the Kesef Mishnah. And the Kesef Mishnah writes that the pasuk that the Rambam brings is trying to prove the beginning of the Rambam, that an eish yifas toyar is muteres. So the Rambam writes, as it says, v'risa b'shiv yesh yifas toyar. You see her, you're allowed to take her. But that also is not precise, because, as Yochanan Fischer Perla points out, the heter is from the pasuk of v'lakachta, or v'chashakta bo. I ain't be'emek hanatziv l'sifri at the beginning of Parashas Chitzeitze. The heter is not v'risa b'shiv yesh yifas toyar. So why does the Rambam bring that as a pasuk telling you that he's allowed to take this eish yifas toyar? She bring from Vilakachta. Not only that, but why would the Rambam bring a makor for the heter bia at the end of the halacha? First, the Rambam says it's mutter to have bia with her. Then he says, "Belo yivlena v'yelech lo." Shouldn't just leave her like that. He should rather bring her home afterwards. And then he goes back to what he wrote at the beginning and says, "Oh, here's a makor. You could take her in the first place." Lo yivalenu v'yelech lo is not the heter. It's a hagbola in the heter. It's limiting the heter. So why does the Rambam say that I'm limiting the heter, and now I'm going to give you a raya that is a heter? Vo shteita. Be'igur din yifas toyar. Shitas haRambam later on in Halacha Hey is that it's only mutter to have bia shnia with her when she's mikabeles gerus meritzona. She has to want to be a georis. And that's not like Shitas Rov Hashanim, that we paskin that gerus says Baal Kocha b'yifas toyar. So we have to understand, according to this, why would you do all these maisim of growing her nails and she cries for her parents for a month? According to the Rambam, what do you need that for? If the gerus is meritzona, she's mutter immediately. And you don't need all these maisim. Like the Rambam writes later on in Halacha Hey. And after all the maisim, it's still only midaita. So at the end of the day, what do you need all these maisim for? At the end, he's getting a Jewish girl either way. Midaita, it's a good gerus, a good shtaga gerus, the cholashitas. Even for a regular person. Normally regular people don't do gerus bal korach. But this woman does, according to other Rishonim. But according to the Rambam, she's glad kosher, this one. It's a good Jewish woman. Her name is Shena, Shprinza, Malka, Esther, Chana, Brocha. She's good, she's frim. We used to joke when we were kids, you want a frum girl? Yeah, from where? From Baropar, from Lakewood, from whatever she's from. The important thing is she's from. Okay, so what do you need all these maisim for? And we also have to understand what the Josh in the Gemara, Kiddushin Chav Bezim and Aleph, from the Pasuk of Alakachta, Lekuchin Yesh Lechaba. You have Lekuchim in her. If we're talking about Geirus Midaita, Pashit, you can marry her. She's the Israeli's Gemura. Vandei there's Lekuchin. Vandei there's Tfisis Kedushin. Ein bezeh b'sefer ha-makneg b'kedushin sham. V'ramaz l'zeh ha-me'iri. So, Ayin sham, that they say that it's an inyan, or he says, the makneg or the me'iri, or both, that with regard to the fact that you're not allowed to steal her. Aser legozla mimenu v'schuso shehu yikad shenu, that it's his schus, you're not allowed to take her away. So it's in the Shita lo no dalami. I don't know who wrote it, but whoever did, he writes good things. Shita lo no dalami ayin sham. But this wasn't brought in the Rambam. So the Rambam says it's another drasha v'lakachta l'cha l'kuchin yesh l'cha ba, that nobody else can take her. According to the Rambam, drasha is this good kedushin, this tfisis kedushin. Pasha this tfisis kedushin. She's a good Jewish girl. Gemara writes in Kiddushin, famously, Chofala from the base. If Astoyar, Lo Dibra Torah, Lo Keneged Yetzer Ara. The Torah is talking to a person's Yetzer. Mutov She Yoichlu Yisrael Besar Tmusos Shchutos. Ve Al Yoichlu Besar Tmusos Nevelos. Better they eat good, dead, shechted meat, and not unshechted dead meat. Better kosher dead meat than unkosher dead meat. So what's this mutav? How do they become kishchutos? She's a nevela, and the Torah was matir this nevela. To see a beautiful woman at war and then to take her and have beer with her. Excuse me, but Zekav Adom, that's the red line. You don't cross that line. That's not Beseder. But the Torah is matir. It's not the ideal. The ideal is the Savior Ber Moshe. He makes a cheshbon based on the Psukim and Navi that there are very, very few in the Eishes Yifras Torahs. Very few. Beseder, because it's not the ideal. It's only Keneged Yetzer Hara. The Torah is matir this Isser. But how can you say that it becomes that it's Besar Shchutos? It's not Shchutos, it's Nevelos. The Torah is matir this Nevela. And also, what do you mean, Lo Dibrit? If it's really still Usser, then how could the Torah be matir? Matir is Surim for a Yetzer Hara. That's a little bit of a postmodern idea. Oh, I mean, it's all right, I got to do what I got to do. No. Control yourself. It's the old-fashioned Jewish way. Bad Sim. It's mavur from Chazal that there's an Isser min haTorah if not for the Heter min haTorah. Ayin b'lechem Mishnah Kan Shem HaMizrahi. And it's also the kasha of the Ritva and the Tais Sarosh in the Sugya. And look also the Tais in Sotlam Vavar Alf Kaman. That it's not so pasha that this is an Isser Torah. Excuse me. Excuse him, or Sibra Kup. Very, very sorry. He has beer with her. Bitsina. He has beer with her, Bitsina. And that's only an Isser. Mi based in Shel Chashmonaim. Okay, sweet friends, we have to look in the Sugya in Meseches Avodah Zarah and the Aflamet Vav Amit Beis. It says there in the Gemara that there's a decree regarding the wine of the Goyim Mishum Ben Oseyam on account of their daughters. Frek the Gemara Ben Oseyam De Oiraisai. Their daughters, marital relations with their daughters, is prohibited according to biblical law. You shouldn't intermarry with them. So it can't be that the Talmidei Hillel v'Shammai banned, as we learned earlier in the Gemara, their daughters. The Torah banned their daughters. Says the Gemara, no. Deiraisa, according to Torah law, Sheva Umos, only daughters of the seven Canaanite nations are prohibited. Aval Sha'arav Dekochavim lo. But the daughters of other idol worshippers aren't prohibited. V'asu inhu, v'gazarafilu disha'arav Dekochavim. And they, the disciples of Shammai and Hillel, came and decreed against even marrying the daughters of other idol worshippers. The Gemara isn't satisfied. Ulu Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the Amar. But according to Rashbi, who says, Ki Yasser is Bincha Me'acharai, the next pasuk says, For he will turn your son away from me, and they will serve other gods. So in other words, the idolater who marries the daughter of Yisrael will raise their daughter, but they're chavei dezara, and they're going to turn away from Hashem. Or the idolater whose daughter marries a Jewish boy, the idolater is going to lead the Jewish, the son-in-law, astray. The rabbis call him a siros. This includes, you shouldn't intermarry with them, all those who might turn the Jewish people away from God. So it refers to everybody, Michael and Amar. So we don't need a rabbinic decree not to marry an idolatress who's not from the Shiva Amimin if she's already forbidden according to the Torah. Ella. So now the Gemara has a new understanding of the Takana. According to Torah law, to cohabitate with an idolatress is only forbidden derech chasnus in a way of marriage. As the pasuk says, Vasu inu, and came the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel, Gazer afilu derech snus, and they even forbade it outside the context of marriage, derech snus. Ask the Gemara, Znus, Nami Beveiz Dimo Shel Shein Gazru, to cohabitate with an idolater in a promiscuous manner was forbidden long before Talmidei Shammai and Hillel. The Beis Din of Shem already answered it. Sleve Omer Yehuda Otsiyov Tisaref. It's written according about one who's forbidden, who's accused of such an act of Znus. Take her out and let her be burned. So now the Gemara says, Ella Dairai Sovit Kochav Mabo Bas Israel. Rather, according to biblical law, i.e., according to the Beis Din of Shame, as the Mefarshim explain, what is forbidden is an Oivet Kochavim Halba Bas Israel. He cohabits with a Jewish woman, an idolater. Demashcha Basrei, because she is going to be drawn after him to his idolatry. Avol Yisrael haba lo ivedes koychovim lo. But a Jewish man who cohabits with an idolatress is not prohibited according to Shem. V'asu inu, and the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel made gzeira. Even she were going to go Zeran. A Yisrael having Bia with an Ovedes Kochavim. Yisrael Abal Ovedes Kochavim. Halacha Moshe Misinai. That's Halacha Moshe Misinai. De'omar Mar Habol Aramis Kanaim Pogimbo. If a Jew cohabits with an Armenian woman, Aramean woman, zealots can kill him. Kanoim pogimbo. The dindai raisa. So Shammai and Hillel didn't have to answer a Jewish male being with a non-Jewish female. Ella, so now the Gemara says, dai raisa before hesio kamaisa shahaya. Midai Raisa, according to biblical law, a Jew's promiscuous cohabitation with an idolatress is permitted only publicly. And that's like the Maisa Shahaya with Zimri and Cosby. V'asu inhu, Gazer afilu b'tzina, and they, the disciples of Shammai and Hillel, came and instituted a decree against being promiscuous with an idolatress, even in private. Ask the Gemara, but Sina, Nami Bezin Sharashmanai Gazru. Promiscuous cohabitation with an idolatrous in private, no. That's the Bezin Shalchashmonai. Chiyas, they made that gzera, not Tamina Shamahil. Chiyas, Ravdimi Omar. Ravdimi came very slowly, said, Bez Dino Shalchashmonai Gazru. Yisrael, Abalo Vedis Kochovim, Chayv Mishum Nashga. Chiyas, Rabin Omar Mishum Nashgaz. The court of the Hasmoneans decreed that a Jew who cohabits with an idolatress is liable to punishment for the sins of Nashga. What's Nashga? Nashga is Nida, it's a Rosh Tevis. Nida, Shifcha, Goya, and Eshesish. And Rabin said, he puts in Zona. He takes out the Aleph for Eshesish, and he puts in a Zion for Zona. So we already have the Bezin Shel Chashmonai, the court of the Hasmoneans, probably from England. Go to Hasmev. And he made a decree, they made a decree that Yisrael was built and Abed is Kochavim is over, is liable to punishment for these sins. Nashga, Nashgas. The Gemara answers when the court of the Beki Gazu Bezin Chashmonai Biyav al Yichud Lav Asuna Gazu Fili Yichud. The Bezin Chashmonai made a gzeira on Bia, but not on Yichud. And came the Talmidei Shammai VeHillel, and they made a gzeira on Yichud. Good. That's the sugya in Maseches Avodah Zara. Kumtois from the sugya. That this Bia with a woman, a non-Jewish woman, Bitsina, in private, is only Asimi Beitzin Shal Chashmonai. So, if that's true, then how does that shtim with the Rambam in Halacha Gimel? The Rambam says that you take her to a private place, the man takes her to a private place and he has bia with her. But that's not for Hesia. In other words, here we're being mati or something that's Aser Min HaTorah. But to do it in a private place is not Aser Min HaTorah. That's also the Kasha, the Rashbul, Das Rashi. That even Bia Rishon is only Mutter Lachar Kol HaMaisim. After everything the Torah says to do. But she's Beveso. And it's Bitsina. So what do we need a Heter for? We need a Heter for Bitsina. So in the Beis Shmuel and Eben Ezer, Simet HaZayin, Sif Kondal, the name of the Drish and the Bach, he says that Bitsina, there's Karis Medivrei Kabbalah. That's Mavur and Sanhedrin, Pei Beis. That if the Kanoim weren't Pogeabo, then there is Karis. And it's Mashma that the Nafkamina Bein Tsina Lefarhesia is only with regard to Kanaim Pogimbo. But not the Etzema Yisr. That the Etzema Yisr is the same, whether it's in public or in private. If it's in public, Kanaim Pogimbo. If it's in private, no Kanaim Pogimbo. But Linyan Etzema Yisr, public and private are the same. And so is Mufurish in the Ran, in Sanhedrin, Pei Beizam and Aleph. Brought in the Avnei Miluim and Sifkan Dalet. He writes there that when it says in the Gemara and Avodah Zarah that we learn together that Kanaim Pogumbo is only before Hesia and comes the Beizam Chashmonai made Xera Filu Betzina. He writes that according to that, and there's no kares midivrei Kabbalah. Because if there was kares midivrei Kabbalah, why would they have to make Xera? Anyway, there's a kares. And ask the Ran, Linyan kares, how's it shaykh to mechalek din sin and frahesia? Or she's muteris, or she's a surah. The Ran says that maybe the kares is because the chil Hashem, only before Hesia. He says maybe the kares is before Hesia because of chil Hashem, and it's not bitzina. So on one side, the Ran says the kares isn't bitzina. It's only before Hesia, that's why they make Xera Bitsina. He also writes there that indeed there is Kares Bitsina. But since Bedine Adam, nothing is done to a person Bitsina. So therefore the Bezish Hashmonai made Xera that he get four sets of lashes, Mishum Nashga, or Nashgas. And that's also the Mashmos of the Rambam. Perikid Beis, Milchusurei Bi Alacha Zayin. That this sin, even though there's no Mises Beis, then Aye Kal Beinecha. Why? Sheyesh Boi Hefseid Shein Buchol Arayis Kamoise. There's a loss here that we don't have in all the other Arayis. What's the Hefseid? What's the loss? We lose Jewish children when a Jewish man is intimate with a non-Jewish woman, the children aren't Jewish. And that's even if it's Bitsina. And the Rambam writes as the Hemshech when he talks about the Isser of Kanoim Pogimbo. That the Embo Onish based in. It's Mashma that Bitsina is the same Isser as before Hesia. The difference is Kanaim Pogimbo. But otherwise it's the same Isser. But we have to understand the Ran. Because the Ran doesn't seem to shtim with the Sugya. Because the Sugya asks that Benoseim is Doiraisa Mishum Los Ischate. And then we said made a chiluk. We said mina Torah derech hasnus. And then the takana's Beis Din was derech znus, the takana of Shammai and Hillel. And then it says no, gam derech znus is already mi Beis Din shel shem. And the Gemara wanted to be mechalek between a Jewish man and a non-Jewish woman, and a Jewish woman and a non-Jewish man. Gemara says, "Doi raisa oved kochavim haba bas Yisrael." So the non-Jewish man with the Jewish woman—that's doi raisa. And then Yisrael. Halba al avoidus kochavim lo Yisrael that has bia with an avedus kochavim is no good. Is no good. There's no, of course it's no good. There's no decree. It's not aser doiraisa. Where it says Dairaisa Beit Kochav Mal Babas Yisrael. The Mashcha Basrei. But Yisrael Abal Avedes Kochavim. Lo. But a Jew with a non-Jewish woman is no good. And then came the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel, and they decreed a ban even against a man, a Jewish man, with an idolatrous woman. And whereas a Jewish man with an idolatrous woman, that's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, can I pogim bo? And the Gemara's teretz is, no. According to biblical law, d'oraisa for hesia, v'asu inu, and came Hillel and Shammai, and they said, even bitsina. So it's mashma that there's, until the Talmidei Shammai and Hillel, there's no isur at all bitsina. So how can the Ran say that there's Kareis Bitsina, that Bitsina is the same Isser as Frahesia? Just Frahesia is Kanoin Pogimbo, and Sinna there isn't. But that doesn't stim with the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to say that the only Isser Doraisa is Befarhesia, but Betzina is completely mutter. And if Betzina is mutter Midaraisa, it doesn't even seem to be that there's a, not even necessarily a Karis here Medivrei Kabbalah, that it says in the Navi that if you the Pasuk says, quoted in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Beis, the Gemara says, Bala Ramas Kanan Pogambo, Boy Mine Rav Kahana Mirav. Lo pogebo konoim mao, what's the din of the konoim word pogebo? So the Gemara says they called Rav Kahana. In his dream, they read to him the following pasuk: Bogda Yehuda v'soeva nesa b'Yisrael v'Yushalayim ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher oiv uba bas el nechar. So they rebelled by having Bia, the daughter of a foreign god. And it says, Vaiter, Yachreis Hashem li'ish asher yasena. Such a person is Nichras. Now, in our Gemara of Avodah Zarah, it sounds like that's not what the pasuk is referring to at all. That's why he needed a special gzera to aser these, to aser even Bitsina. It's only before Hesia that it's Doraisa, or there's a Kares, or it's based Dino Shelshem, wherever you get it from. But Bitsina doesn't seem, it seems like from our Gemara, not like the Ran, that it's not Usher B'chlal Bitsina. So then we're back to our original question. Why do we need the Dibra Torah Kenegi Yetzirah to be Matir, to have Bia with this Eishes Yifas Torah in private, when it's not Usher in the first place? On a Torah level. Only much, much later that it became Aser. So why did it head there for something that's not Aser? So that, sweet friends, is our work for the next shir. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Koach and the Moach to continue and explain. But we have, this was Mamish, as always, just to see the Kashas, to see the Aris and the Sugya. We had numerous, very, very stark Aris in the Sugya. The Rambam and Rashi and the Heter and to learn the Sugya of Avodah Zarah and then go back to the Rambam. Naran. Nish Pashat Klal V'Ikarabosai. So that's the goal of learning. The goal of learning is to deconstruct and then reconstruct and see the depth of understanding in the parashiyos of the Torah and the Sugyos HaShas. So I hope we're zochem mit Hashem to continue next time and to always remember that sof dabra kol nishma es elokim yira ves mitzvos shmor ki zeh kol ha'adam.